I need to be buried in the sands of Arrakis.
Oh my god, are you talking about Dune again? That sounds like some Dune shit.
You can't stop me. I'm thinking a lot about Dune is the problem.
It's funny because when we got on first today, uh-huh. you were talking to me about Dune, and I fully have been to bars in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Over the last couple of weeks, and no one has talked to me this much about Dune.
Well, you've just been carefully selecting your conversation partners, I would guess.
That's true.
You're like, that person looks like a Dune guy. No, thank you. And here's the thing. You weren't expecting it, but here's the Dune guy.
Here's the thing. Now, I came here.
Let me tell you about Duncan, Idaho.
Oh, my God. You know we really love you. It ain't our place to judge you. You're feeling scared about it, naturally. There's no point in hiding, so feel free to start confiding. If you need a good friend, you can count on me. You can count on me. You can count on me. Hello, I'm Sequoia Simone.
And I'm Kim.
And this is Fanatical Fix and Where to Find Them,
a Harry Potter fanfiction podcast.
You know what's great about this Harry Potter fanfiction podcast as of late?
What?
That we're just fucking getting into it.
No housekeeping. You know, housekeeping at the top of a podcast is so passé.
Right.
It's an old style of podcasting. We're fresh. We're new. We're hip. We just do podcasts now.
Sure. We are fresh and new and hip. Right. Cool. Definitely. It's definitely that.
We're just so organized. We don't have any major housekeeping.
Yeah, we're in our just get into it era. And I like that.
Except we can't stop fucking drawing attention to the fact that we are just getting into it. If we could chill, then we would actually just get into it.
Well, what else are we supposed to do?
Just get into it.
So, okay. Let's try it again. Here I go.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Sequoia Simone.
And I'm Kim.
And this is Fanatical Fix and Where to Find Them,
a Harry Potter fanfiction podcast.
All right, are you guys ready to go? We're going to do predictions now.
Okay, fine. I admit it. Right? That's weird. How much of that is staying in the episode, you monster?
All of it. Whole thing. Keeping it all, baby.
You're not supposed to let them see this much behind the curtain.
This is the 178th episode of this podcast.
Correct.
There is no curtain. We're not hiding behind anything at this point.
Did we ever?
Maybe like near the very beginning, but yeah, not for a very long time.
I feel like you've been cleaning us up more than normal in the edits. We're coming out sounding pretty tight, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes we you did leave that part about me seeing a cat in, though. I was expecting that to go.
It was impossible not to. I tried to pull it out and I couldn't make it sound even remotely normal, so I had to keep it in. So there's that. I'm not sitting here. Here's the thing is I'm not sitting here thinking that anyone's first episode of this podcast is going to be this episode.
Why not?
I'm never thinking that.
I started a new podcast recently and I listened to like the three most recent and was like, yeah, this is pretty good. And then I went back.
I'm sure it is somebody's first episode, but I'm never thinking.
Oh, you just don't care about whoever that is.
And so they're like, why are they doing, what is this? Is this a bit? Is this a bit that they've been doing?
It is a bit.
Everything we do is a bit.
Yeah, that's the main takeaway.
Main takeaway.
From however much of this stayed in the podcast, it's always a bit.
It's always a bit.
Is what we say to insulate ourselves from the fact that we're fucking disasters.
Exactly. Being a disaster? It's a bit.
Okay, everybody. It's time actually to get into it, into the podcast. Let's do podcast.
Yeah, what you got for me?
I'm so excited. It's time for predictions.
Yes. You can respond to our post on Instagram with your predictions. Or, you know, there's a myriad other ways to send them in. Skywriting.
Yeah. Gotta keep that one fresh.
Send them in so that they get displayed on the Jumbotron at the next live sporting event you go to. And everyone in the place will be like, what the fuck does this mean?
We won't be there.
But you'll know.
You'll know. All right, here are your three clues. The title of today's fan fiction is The Son of Lord Voldemort.
Okay, I was a little bit worried you were about to say Merlin.
The Son of Merlin.
The Son of Lord Merlin.
Merlin.
And I'd be like, Jesus Christ, get me out of here.
No, I've taken another thread that we have been on lately.
Thematically, what you've been doing is like heirs.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Heirs generally.
Not just Merlin, but a decent amount of Merlin.
This is the son of Lord Voldemort.
Okay.
The genres, I had to give it. This one is old enough that it didn't have genre tags on FF.
Oh, shit.
I gave it drama / adventure.
Cool.
And then this came out post Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, it's an old boy. All right. So I feel like there's like one of two directions this is going to go. Either like Voldemort's son is an OC, in which case we're going to get them like probably going to get them like arriving to Hogwarts and getting sorted, et cetera, et cetera. Or somebody is going to discover they are the son of Lord Voldemort, in which case I'm less sure what the direction of the fan fiction is. Here's what I've got. Prediction number one. Voldemort's son is American.
Okay.
Prediction number two. A character will discover that their name is not the name that they thought it was.
Okay, okay.
Prediction number three. Swords.
Of course, gotta be swords. You gotta do it. I understand.
Gotta do it.
It's part of the thing. It's part of the thing.
It's a bit.
I will say, shouts, this is a listener submission by an anonymous listener. Thank you so much for sending this in.
Nice work, whoever you are.
All right, here we go. Chapter one of four.
Nice.
I'm not going to tell you this chapter title because
good.
It gives too much away. I'm going to give it to you at the end of the chapter.
Thank
okay?
you. Very good. I love that for
great,
us.
Great, great, good, good, good. Whew. All right. Ron and Hermione sat at the Gryffindor table. Hermione looked over at the chair that her friend Harry Potter usually occupied.
Oh no, is he deceased?
Tears welled up in her eyes.
Jesus Christ. Early to kill Harry.
Ron looked over at Hermione. I miss him so much, she said.
Mm-hmm.
It had been well over 5 months since the start of their fifth year.
Okay.
And Harry hadn't shown up.
Oh.
So day one, they go to Hogwarts. They're like,
Harry's not there.
About a month later, remains were found of a young boy that was later identified as Harry Potter.
Okay.
He was murdered.
By Harry.
I guess. We're 5 months right now, so that was 4 months ago.
Did Patrick fucking get him? He was at large. Harry Potter wasted by Patrick.
That's the Daily Prophet says.
Harry Potter slammed by Patrick.
Patrick says, got him. All of Hogwarts was devastated.
Yeah.
Well, everyone except the Slytherins.
Right. The Slytherins are celebrating the demise of Harry Potter visibly. Sure.
As they generally do, as they're known to do.
And Draco's like, your friend is dead. And his father was dead.
that. Hermione and Ron are like, Draco, you realize that's fucking nothing.
Come on. Even Snape was acting differently. He wasn't his usual snotty self.
He's even snottier. What?
He's increasingly the worst. Suddenly, a single large brown owl flew in through the open windows. It caught the attention of everyone in the room and flew straight to Dumbledore.
Okay.
It deposited a metal object onto his lap.
It's his badge and gun because he's being he's deputized being to come up. Fight Patrick. Hope this isn't your first episode. Oops.
Oops, the callbacks are too strong too early. Dumbledore picked up the object and looked at it curiously. You gotta be immediately suspicious of anything that is just like dropped into your lap by a mysterious bird. Like, we can't be having mysterious birds just drop.
No.
Stuff directly into Dumbledore's lap.
Never trust a bird. That's what I always say.
You do always say that. Just then, it left his hands, rose up into the air, and floated to the center of the hall.
Okay.
Somebody should be doing something about this.
Yeah.
This
is seeming
incredibly immediately.
Mega suspicious.
Yeah. Once it reached the center of the hall, it emitted a bright white light, and where the light ended stood a tall figure draped in black robes.
Okay. This is a way to teleport into Hogwarts without apparating.
Or is it?
Is it a hologram? What's happening?
The entire hall gasped, for standing there was a hologram of Lord Voldemort.
Hologram, huh?
It's hologram, sent a hologram.
Magical hologram.
Sure. Dumbledore raised his wand, but just as he did, the hologram Lord Voldemort spoke. Dumbledore, there's no use trying to kill me.
I'm a hologram. You cannot touch me.
This is only a hologram.
It's weird that they're using that word.
It's said like so many times, too.
It's probably not what you would call it if it's a magical projection and not a technological one, but fine. They're all really into Star Wars.
Yeah, it's very help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope, you know?
Help me, Dumbledore Kenobi.
It's giving Dumbledore Kenobi. This is only a hologram. I have to admit that the American witches and wizards are 10 times more advanced than you are.
Okay, we've got American technomancy again.
Yes, he's been to America, hypothetically.
And got some hot technological items.
Yeah, okay. Went to America, came back tech savvy.
Bought an iPad. iPod? iPod at this time period, I guess.
Yeah, this is like 2001.
Maybe it was a Zune.
I don't think we even had the iPod quite yet. His voice was high and cold. It made the extra hairs? I'm going to try that. That's no, something I missed in the edit.
No, let's leave it. What's an extra hair? That's good. Your regular hairs, the extra hairs are the whiskers.
The extra hairs. Sorry. His voice was high and cold. It made the extra hairs on the back of your neck stand on end.
Oops.
The extra hairs. Woo! The hologram's red eyes glowed, and an evil grin came over his face.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about this hologram, too, is that it's, like, interacting in real time.
Either he predicted exactly what was going to happen, or it's a direct like video link.
Exactly, exactly.
Could be either one.
So he's not just sending a hologram message. He is also receiving information. An evil grin came over his face. But the reason I am sending this to you is because I wanted to introduce you to my son.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. This is a weird way to do that, Voldemort.
Star.
Oh, yeah.
I am sending out a birth announcement.
Exactly. It's really weird.
Baby boy. It's like a baby shower.
Uh-huh. I'm inviting you to my baby shower. To the christening.
Oh, wizard Jesus. He stopped once again, basking in all the startled looks. You have an heir? Said Dumbledore.
You've copulated?
God damn it.
Oh, that was on the bonus feed, wasn't it?
That was on the bonus feed.
Oops, sorry.
Copulated. We left that. I thought we left that.
My bad.
Oh, man. You have an heir, said Dumbledore, going pale. Voldemort nodded. Another person entered the hologram at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tall man.
Patrick. It was Patrick. My South African son.
This is my son, Patrick.
You missed the christening. What?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, apparently. Baby shower a tall several man. Years ago. Yeah. It was a tall man, at least Voldemort's height, which was really tall.
Mm-hmm.
He had long, jet black hair that stuck out in the front.
Mm-hmm.
His arms and legs were powerful looking.
Sure.
Sure. His fingers were long and spider-like, a lot like Voldemort's.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
His chest and abs were very well defined.
What? Why is he shirtless?
Why is he wearing his shirt? Why is he?
What? Okay, either he's shirtless or he's wearing a mesh top or an open front shirt. Yeah. What is this dude doing?
Why are his abs out? Why are his abs out for the hologram?
No, no, no. No, no, no. No.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
Okay. His chest and abs were very well defined. If this Great. Was a 2001, I would be like, this guy's giving Kylo Ren.
He is anyway.
This guy walked so Kylo Ren could run. Okay. Chest and abs were very well defined. If it wasn't for the fact that he was the son of Lord Voldemort and had red eyes, he would have been drop-dead gorgeous.
Sure. Why not?
Hot. Voldemort's hot son. Everybody on the lookout. Voldemort's
Naturally.
Hot son is here.
Hot son.
His red eyes were curtly looking straight into Dumbledore's light blue ones. Both had calculating looks. This is my son, Death Dragon.
No!
Are you kidding me? This guy, this ain't no fucking Patrick. This is Death Dragon, okay? Do you think Dragon is his middle name?
Yes.
Or that his first name is Death Dragon? Or is his first name Death and his middle name Dragon?
Oh my god. Any option is good. Any option is good.
man.
Oh.
This is
no.
my son. Death dragon.
I think it's probably one word, like Mary Ellen. You know how some people's names
Like
two names put together into one? It's Death dragon. Death dragon.
Death dragon.
You gotta say it like it's one word.
Death dragon.
Mm-hmm.
This is my son, Death dragon.
So good.
It felt really powerful. Death dragon looked. Death dragon turned and looked straight into the black eyes of Professor Snape.
Okay.
For a moment, it looked as if Snape was scared of Death Dragon.
Sure.
Sure. He's like, he's got glowing red eyes. He's really hot. And his name is Death Dragon. I mean, there's a lot. There's a
lot. Yeah, it seems intimidating.
But then it turned into a staring match. Much like what Harry and him used to do.
Did they?
They used to have staring matches.
I don't think
all
that's
the time.
True. But fine.
Whoever blinked first.
Lost.
Lost. Gryffindor, 50 house points.
Correct.
Always just Gryffindor. Death Dragon suddenly sneered. Snape? His voice was familiar.
Yeah. Can we get to the point? Jesus.
Hermione just couldn't place it.
Oh, you can't place it.
Like, that's so weird. That guy's voice sounds really familiar. I wonder who it could be.
That's weird.
Snape's face instantly went pale. Do you recognize him, Severus? Voldemort asked.
Why?
Severus nodded.
Oh.
Well, that's one.
So Snape knows this is Harry.
Yes, Snape, because they had a little bit of a staring match, and then he was like, oh, this is just what I used to do with my good old pal Harry Potter.
Sure.
We used to have staring matches, and I've never had a staring match with any other person that's not Harry Potter. So
sure.
Therefore...
Right.
Right, as it is, as it were.
Why is this Harry?
Well, that's one. Have you figured out who this is, Dumbledore?
You told us it's Death Dragon.
Dumbledore's like, yeah. Dumbledore's like, what are you talking about? It's your son, Death Dragon. Dumbledore shook his head. Well, maybe this will help you recognize him. Death Dragon placed a hand to his forehead and lifted mm-hmm. his bangs.
Yep.
Also, what sort of bangs do you think were rocking
here? It said
here?
They stuck out in front, is how his hair was described earlier.
Yeah, and it said he had long hair.
Long hair that stuck out in front.
Yeah.
This dude looks wild.
Wild. Super wild.
Because they stick out in front in a way that's covering his scar.
So I'm like, I'm having a really hard time picturing the bangs. Yeah. So they like come out at an angle. But also
really
are super long.
Sticking out. Like the brim
like a baseball
of a hat. Is it not hair and he's just wearing a baseball hat and no one can tell because the quality of the hologram's not very good?
Oh, that's true. That's true. But they could tell how chiseled his abs were through
the. Yeah, you could see that pretty easily.
Who wouldn't see that? Oh, man.
No. What is happening? Well, he's pushed up his baseball cap bangs.
Dumbledore's blue eyes widened with sudden realization. Harry?
You're dead!
Nope. Chapter 2.
What was chapter 1 called?
Oh, sorry. Chapter 1 was called Death Dragon.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, boy. Thank you for preserving that.
Yeah, I was like, we cannot be giving this one away. No, no, yeah. No. Chapter 2, The Letter. We have a passage of time and a change of location.
Sure.
Tears welled up in Ginny's eyes. No, how could he? She thought to herself as another wave of tears threatened.
I think there are, like, a number of things that you could guess that it is before assuming that Harry's turned. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are so many other options, both magical and not even that magical, that this could be.
Because he seems very different.
Yep.
On a variety of levels.
Yep.
He's so unrecognizable that you could only really give it away by showing the scar.
Harry's never had abs before in his life.
No. Harry, what happened to you? She wondered out loud, tears cascading out of her blue eyes. She buried her head in her scarlet pillows. Earlier that day, the whole school had learned that the once rumored dead Harry was actually Death Dragon, the son of Lord Voldemort.
Actually, Death Dragon. As if anyone knows who the fuck knew who the fuck Death Dragon was before Voldemort introduced him.
Shit.
It's Death Dragon. You don't know who Death Dragon is? Chill.
No.
Dread Death Eater, Death Dragon.
Death Dragon. A sudden tapping at the window brought Ginny out of her daydream. She looked up. A single white owl hovered outside the window. Ginny recognized the owl instantly. Hedwig!
Mm-hmm.
She jumped from her bed and wrenched the window open. A happy Hedwig flew in and landed on Ginny's trunk. Hi, Hedwig. Here's the thing.
Yeah?
Don't let Death Dragon's owl into your room, dude.
Yeah, probably not.
It's, like, probably not a good idea. Or at least, like, contact an adult.
Yeah.
And be like, Hedwig is here, and I feel weird about it.
She forgot that Hedwig's new master is Death Dragon. She was just crying about it. She's not, like, it's not sunk in yet that
right.
Harry's
not
dead.
It hasn't
dead.
All come together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The owl hooted merrily at Ginny. A single piece of parchment was tied to her leg. Ginny took the parchment and opened the envelope. She instantly recognized Harry's handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
There were only two words written on the parchment.
Just said Death Dragon.
It
She's
just
like,
said,
this is not anything,
up.
Actually.
Ginny turned white as a ghost and let out a shrill scream that rang through the still night air. That's the end of chapter two.
Okay, that was really short.
Really short chapter. Well, there was an author's note, and the author said that there was, like, an earthquake or something.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. And then their dad took the computer apart.
Oh.
So, you know, wild.
Because of the earthquake or unrelated?
Unrelated to the earthquake. Earthquake first. Okay. Computer dismantling later. Chapter 3, The Startling Encounter.
Okay.
Fred awoke with a start. Ow! Shit! What the hell? Fred yelled as he hit his head on the shelf above his bed.
Why is that there?
What, the shelf above so near to his head?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good question.
What are you doing, dude?
Don't put that there.
Yeah.
That's not where shelves go.
No.
That's where your head goes.
You're going to hit your head on it every morning.
Every day. Yeah.
Stupid.
Dung bombs from the shelf cascaded down onto his head. George fell from his bed laughing.
Because he does that every morning.
Yeah, and it's funny every time, okay?
Funny every time.
It's a bit. Man, that was priceless. You should have seen your face. George wheezed, trying hard to sit up, but falling back down, rolling on the ground, howling with laughter.
Did George put the shelf there?
Yes.
That is a
he
C
had to him.
Plus prank at best.
At best. Yeah. Yeah. That's not a whole lot. Well, he wasn't going for anything wild, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they can't all be A's, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No,
sometimes
that's true.
You gotta pull a C plus C minus.
Yeah.
Prank. George, stop it. Didn't you hear that scream?
We haven't gone far.
We haven't leapt in time. We've only leapt in space.
Okay.
Didn't you hear that scream? George instantly stopped laughing and became very serious. He stood up. What do you mean? The door to their dormitory suddenly flew open. Their younger brother, Ron, came running in, his face completely white. Ron, what happened?
Is that you screaming, buddy?
You have a bad dream about spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He has a bad dream. Sometimes he has a bad dream.
Uh-huh.
Ron, what happened? It's Ginny. She got a letter. Come on, move, he said, pulling on Fred's arm. Fred didn't fight back. He let his younger brother lead him down to the common room, where he found almost the entire Gryffindor house surrounding two people.
Okay, we got everybody up. That's weird.
There was kind of like a blood-curdling scream.
Yeah, all right.
That reverberated throughout the entirety of the... Yeah. Yeah. And everybody woke up and ran downstairs to the common room. Almost the entire Gryffindor house was surrounding two people. One he identified instantly by her flaming red hair. And the other he also recognized.
Death Dragon?
Snape.
Oh. Okay.
Nope, Snape's here.
Weird.
Snape looked up. Ginny had her head buried in his robes. Tears could be seen cascading down her pale white cheeks.
Why the fuck is Snape here?
To help? For helping?
No.
He was the teacher on call for helping.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. They rotate?
They rotate, yeah.
I don't think they do rotate, but fine.
What happened? Was all George was able to stammer from his pure shock. All Snape did was hold out a piece of parchment. Fred grabbed it and read only two words written upon it.
What's it fucking say?
You're next.
Next
implies
for what?
First. Next to be converted into a child of Voldemort?
I guess.
Next to be...
turned?
That's the only thing that has happened first. That's the only first.
Yeah. Like, I'll give him points for ominousness.
Sure, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, ominosity?
Ominositous. As it were.
Sure. But I am going to have to subtract some points for inscrutability.
Just like general context, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think this quite landed.
It didn't. He did try, though.
Yeah.
He really did.
Also, Hedwig's vibe was wrong for delivering a threat.
Oh, for sure.
Hedwig was like happy to be there.
Exactly. Hedwig's like, I've only been able to hang out with Death Eater owls for the past 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they really fucking suck.
They're rude. They're rude dudes.
They're really rude. I mean, yes, Hedwig's vibe is off. Mm-hmm. And also, like, but you have to keep in mind that since nobody already knew about Death Dragon, they haven't been utilizing him in the field. As it were.
Sure.
So this is probably like Death Dragon's first
evil act.
And he didn't nail it. And no. Who among us really does nail
That's
it
true.
The first time?
Oh, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
he's practicing.
You're next. Fred looked confused, but he was mainly scared.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. You should be scared, probably.
And confused.
And confused, because next for what? What was first? Who wrote this? Snape looked away, unable to meet Fred's nor any of the Weasleys' eyes. Potter. There were many gasps from the gathered Gryffindors. I'm like, why are you gasping?
Yeah.
You know what the deal is. You know what's going on now.
You all were at dinner. Were some of you not at dinner? Like, yeah. What's happening, guys?
They're like, oh, I skipped dinner because I was so busy writing my potions essay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Death Dragon? But why? Asked Colin Creevy. Snape looked up at him, very annoyed. 'Cause it's not really Harry. It's like he's been transformed into someone completely different, said Lavender Brown.
Yeah, well articulated, Lavender.
God, I can't believe how stupid Gryffindors are.
Okay,
Snape thought
right
to himself.
What the fuck?
She was so correct.
Yes.
She was very correct.
Yes.
It's not really Harry.
Yes, did you see his abs?
Something in the back corner suddenly caught his eye. Two red eyes stared back at him.
How did he get in here?
He's just in the common room. Like, was it?
Has he been there the whole time?
Oh, for sure. Like, was it fully necessary to send the creepy note? Well, maybe he was just like, I can't get up the girls' dormitory stairs.
Right. He sent it from the common room.
So he sent it from the common room to see if she would come down the stairs. But then everybody came down the stairs.
Yeah.
And that was like not really part of the plan.
Yeah.
So now he's just lurking in the darkness.
Working.
Yeah.
Great.
Plan's not going super well. Two red eyes stared back at him. Only an outline of a very tall person. It's like he's very tall.
Yeah. Very tall.
A very tall person could be distinguished from the surrounding shadows. Yet, Snape knew who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Severus released the young Ginny and stood, his hand reaching inside of his robe pocket. Extracting his wand, he stood facing the dark corner, his black eyes flashing dangerously. I know you're there. Come out and fight me like the snake you are. Snape yelled angrily. A cold, high laugh responded. Many students screamed and scrambled for the portrait hole. In a blur, Death Dragon had jumped from his hiding place among the shadows and landed in front of the portrait. The retreating Gryffindors stopped dead in their tracks.
Oh, no.
Boo! He says boo.
Really?
Yeah. He jumps in front of them and goes, boo!
Harry, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really his thing, you know? It's not like...
Yeah.
Like, doing the bad guy's shtick is, like, not really...
He's not doing a very good job.
Yeah. I'm like, you can only give this dude so many abs. You can't, like... change that he's not like a menacing guy naturally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed in him.
Yeah. A few students fainted, but many turned tail and ran as fast as they could, all trying to hide behind Snape, who spread out his arms protectively.
Go back upstairs. Never mind. It's fine.
Ginny tried her best to stay hidden behind Snape, but somehow ended up being pushed out in the middle of the common room.
Great.
Everyone's like,
somebody,
take her!
Somebody was like, Harry wants her! Fuck this! Who is the most self-serving Gryffindor? It's Cormac McLaughlin.
Yeah, 112%. Those two together pushed Ginny out into the middle of the room. Ginny! Ron tried desperately to get his now unprotected sister, but Fred and George held him back.
Why?
They're like, there's nothing we can do. Death Dragon's...
No, there's definitely something
here.
You could do. No, he hasn't done anything yet.
Snape's gonna save her.
No, he's not.
Hermione was transfixed. She desperately yelled at herself to run forward and save Ginny, but her legs refused to move.
This is tragic.
She's too scared.
Bye, Ginny.
Bye. Ginny looked up, tears filling her eyes. Her light brown eyes met the blazing red eyes of the boy she used to love and look up to. Death Dragon looked down upon the witch. Her red hair looked like fire in the dying candlelight. Why does she look so familiar?
Okay! it's like I know her. Okay. So Harry's been brainwashed or something, yeah?
Exactly. Yeah. So he's in there.
Harry's rattling around up there, but he's been turned dark.
Exactly. Exactly.
Through brainwashing.
So he's thinking, okay. He's having these little thoughts up in his head. Why do I know her? I think I know her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he thinks, oh, pull yourself together. Your father said that you know no one except the Death Eaters. Daddy said.
My dad said.
Daddy Voldemort said.
Papa.
Now, just kill her and get the hell out of here before Dumbledore comes. Death Dragon pointed his wand at the young girl, but a high, strong voice in the back of his head spoke. Harry, don't. You know this girl. She's your friend.
Okay.
Harry's like literally in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is what it seems like is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like rattling around up there like literally.
Hey dude, actually.
Hey Harry.
Hey Harry.
Harry, it's me, Harry.
Exactly. Maybe Harry should be addressing him as Death Dragon.
Maybe.
Hey Death Dragon.
It's me, Harry.
Who is also you, but let's not get into that right now because that's like a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
She's your friend.
Stop.
This voice was new and had never spoken up until now.
Well, you're like 4 months old, dog.
And so far, you've only been hanging out with Death Eaters.
Yeah.
So, listen to me. You're Harry Potter, not Death Dragon. Don't kill your friends. They care about you. Well, maybe not the one with the greasy black hair, but don't hurt them. Death Dragon clamped a hand
on... If he keeps standing there dithering, Snape is gonna curse him eventually.
It feels like it should have happened already, quite honestly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if Harry's gonna have a whole internal debate...
Like, he jumps to the other side of the room, says boo, gets cursed in the face.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, there's no way that this full conversation with himself is happening in the span of an instant. You know?
Yeah.
Death Dragon clamped a hand on his head. No! Shut up! I'm Death Dragon, son of Lord Voldemort! I'm not Harry Potter! No, shut up! I'm Death Dragon!
And Snape's like, cursed. You're cursed.
I'm not Death Dragon. I'm not Harry Potter. Oh, yes, you are. Death Dragon let out a loud yell and ran through the crowd. Severus watched confused as Death Dragon crashed through one of the windows.
Bye, Harry.
Bye, Death Dragon.
This first mission did not go well.
It really didn't.
Wowie.
Yeah, he couldn't hit it with the threatening note, and
no.
Then he jumped out and said, boo.
Yeah. Then he yelled at himself.
And then he just jumped out the window. So
he needed some backup or something, Voldemort.
Yeah,
he was
not
ready.
This was not great.
Wow.
Harry! Snape turned tail and ran out of the Gryffindor common room. No one dared follow him.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to wherever Death Dragon is.
No.
He seems to have vacated this location. So we'll stay here.
Yeah.
Severus ran onto the grounds to find Dumbledore and a few other Hogwarts staff and Alistair Moody placing Death Dragon onto a stretcher.
Oh my god! I thought he like jumped out and like magically flew away.
No.
No, he landed on the ground.
He landed on the ground. He's not dead.
He just jumped right out the window.
Yeah.
Harry!
It's not... This mission...
He was so not ready for this.
He needed kind of a babysitter on this first mission.
Wow, I cannot believe he just jumped out
of
the window.
He fully jumped out of the window.
With, like, no extra thoughts. That is so...
No.
That's pretty hairy, to be honest.
He's like, I don't know how I'm going to make it work, but I'm going to make it work. And he did. He's fine.
He did. Yeah, he bounced.
Special magical handcuffs had been placed on his wrists, and Dumbledore held his wand in his hand. He turned and looked at Severus. His light blue eyes had lost their sparkle.
Oh, no!
Oh, fuck you guys. Dumbledore's not twinkling.
This is serious.
This is really bad.
Yeah.
This is really bad. Severus opened his mouth to ask what happened, but Dumbledore held up a hand.
Pretty fucking obvious what happened, Snape.
So he's just like, well, you were there.
Yeah, when he jumped out the window.
The thing up there, and then you, now you see what we're
he
doing down here.
He fell out the window. So, you know.
But Dumbledore held up a hand to silence him. I shall explain later.
Explain what?
Don't ask. Chapter 4. The truth is revealed.
Okay.
Oh, I love that that's the title of this chapter. All right, here we go.
Great. This is a great sign.
Harry opened his eyes. Everything was blurry, and every inch of him hurt. He turned his head to see Professor Dumbledore smiling down at him. Hello, Harry. Nice to have you back.
Has he lost his vision again because they've transformed him back into Harry? He's like, I actually need my glasses
actually,
again.
Where's my glasses? I'm like, Death Dragon didn't need glasses. Harry looked blankly up at his headmaster, confusion etched all over his handsome face.
Is he still extra handsome?
He's still hot.
Good for him.
What do you mean, Professor? You've been gone a very long time, my boy.
Yeah.
Harry gave Dumbledore another confused look. It is a long story.
I don't think it's that long.
But for a long time, you were missing. No one could find you. You had disappeared off the face of the earth. But then, not 3 weeks ago, Lord Voldemort presented us with his son.
Harry's been in a coma for three weeks.
3 weeks.
Man, that's a long time.
The Gryffindor Tower is really high
off
the ground.
He had to regrow every bone in his body. Woof.
His son? Dumbledore extracted a copy of the Daily Prophet from beneath his robes. He showed Harry the front page. On it were the words, Death Dragon kills 27 muggles in local town.
Whoa! Oops.
First of all, when?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
Did this happen?
Yeah.
Why do they know that it's Death Dragon?
Well, he declared it.
Was it
calling card?
Was it somewhere between Hologram and Gryffindor Tower? What?
Weird.
And also, don't tell Harry this.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Maybe leave that one back. Hold that one back.
Yeah.
And not have it be the first thing.
Yeah.
Is that Voldemort's son? Asked Harry,
well,
looking at the moving photo of Death Dragon, who scowled up at him. He's looking at a picture and he's like, who that guy?
Poor Harry.
Yes. Have you caught him? Yes, we have.
Yeah.
To an extent. Have you found out who he really is?
Well, he's Death Dragon.
Yeah, he's Death Dragon. What do you mean who he really is?
Why would there be a really?
And then Harry's like, because no one's name is Death Dragon. Do you know what his name is?
Yeah, okay, fine. Good point.
Dumbledore lowered his head and pulled a mirror out of his pocket and handed it to Harry.
Oh, wow, there's got to be a better way to do this reveal.
You're not.
This is not a kind way to do this.
No. Look for yourself.
Fuck.
Fucking cruel. Harry put the mirror up to his face and almost yelled out loud. But... Dumbledore shook his head.
Where's my face?
I'm sorry. I must go.
No. Absolutely not. Really? Are we going to end here also?
I must go. Everything you need to know is written on this parchment.
Couldn't tell you myself. Couldn't spend an extra 5 minutes telling you myself.
Right. He was waiting here for him to wake up so that he could give him the Daily Prophet and a written explanation. Wild.
At that, he turned and left the infirmary. Madame Pomfrey came bustling in, a smoking goblet in her hand. Come now, drink this. Harry placed the parchment under his pillow and drank the goblet. Within seconds, sleep overcame him.
What? Why did she knock him out?
Yeah.
He wasn't like, hey, could you wait 5 minutes for me to read this parchment so I understand why it is that apparently I am Death Dragon, the son of Lord Voldemort?
Wow.
The next morning when Harry awoke, he found that the parchment was gone.
Oh. Okay, I was going to say, oh, I thought we were going to end there and not get what's on the parchment, but we're still not going to get what's on the parchment.
We're not going to get what's on the parchment, let me tell you.
He was about to go looking for it when Professor McGonagall came into the room. She told him something that scared the living shit out of him.
Yeah?
Dumbledore had mysteriously disappeared. Bum, bum, bum. And that is, in fact, the end of the fan fiction.
Shit.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you did not get any points.
I got one.
You got
I
one?
Think.
What'd you get?
I said Voldemort's kid had a name that was different than what they thought. I think that counts.
Maybe. Okay, fine. Fine, I'll give it to you.
Thank you. We got a name.
We got a name.
Harry had been renamed as Voldemort's son.
It's true. Okay, fine. Fine. You can have it. You can have it.
What the fuck was that?
Great question. That was the son of Lord Voldemort.
What the fuck was the author's plan?
I don't know, because there had to be some kind of, like...
A lot of the times I can see the shape of a fan fiction from like the amount that we typically get in our word range.
Yeah.
This one, I have actually no idea what their plan was.
No fucking idea.
Fuck.
Oh, well, thanks again so much to the listener that sent this in.
Yeah, this is a wild find.
This is great.
That name was so good.
I'm living on that. Forever. All right. It's time for a quick fix.
Quick fix is a segment where one of us will quickly summarize a story that we read that had a certain something to it, but maybe wasn't right for the main body of the podcast for one reason or another. This one I have today was sent to me by an anonymous listener, and it's something.
Okay.
It has the most, like, beautiful fucking premise, and then shit goes absolutely off the rails in a way that I was like, damn it, this is not it.
Oh, man.
I think I'm just gonna read the first few sentences to you, and then we'll summarize when things go wrong for it.
Okay, okay,
for the
great.
Podcast.
Great.
A very interesting and embarrassing curse had hit Hogwarts. Okay. For the last 3 days, someone or someones had been forced to reveal their innermost feelings through song. Muggle songs performed in true cheesy musical fashion.
Yes, yes.
Like, is there a more us premise than that?
Right, exactly. There's not. That's it.
Day one was a declaration of undying love between two random Hufflepuffs to Come What May from Moulin Rouge.
Great.
Day two was Pansy Parkinson revealing her Death Eater ambitions with a rendition of Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out Atop the Slytherin Table. So good.
Are you using the quick fix segment to get me to add a bunch of fucking songs to the playlist? You monster.
Who's doing what? And then the fanfiction goes off the rails.
Okay.
Because what we get next for what happens, I think it's scheduled. They're all waiting for it. It like happens every day at 8 a.m. apparently.
Okay.
Or some shit. And what happens this day is Draco Malfoy busts into the Great Hall wearing the outfit that Britney Spears, the schoolgirl outfit that Britney Spears wears in the Hit Me Baby One More Time music video.
Yeah.
And then performs Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Uh-huh.
To Harry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And here's what goes wrong for me reading this with my human mouth to you on the podcast.
Yeah.
Harry spends the entire fanfiction thinking about his erection.
Uh-huh.
And Draco does an elaborate, filthy lap dance. Interspersed with the lyrics from Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is some filthy smut, but also the Britney Spears lyrics. I was like feeling disoriented the entire time. I was dizzy. I was confused.
Yeah. Wow. I would say that those fan fictions don't usually tend to
be rated E for explicit.
Yeah.
No, they do not.
Oh,
and usually
man.
Harry's like, not like, man, I'm really going to jerk off to this in a short amount of time. The entire time.
Wow. Wow.
They make out at the end in the middle of the Great Hall. If you were wondering.
Great, great, great.
Draco snaps out of it and then they make out.
Wow. Thank you, I guess. Those are all on the playlist now. Woo!
You're welcome.
All right. And now it's time for
The Rec Zone.
This is a fan fiction that lives on the line between Rec and Reed in a way that I have never encountered before.
Oh, okay.
It is humor. It is a fan fiction intended to be humorous.
Sure.
Where like I was like, I could read this on the podcast, but I think that they hit the nail on the head so good that people should just read this fan fiction outside of our commentary.
Okay.
This was sent in by EJ.
Okay.
Several years ago.
Okay.
It's called India, and it is, and I'm going to read you just a little bit off the top here.
Okay.
And this is a fan fiction about how Hedwig is a undercover spy.
No.
And the first bit of it.
Spy for who?
The first bit of it is the dossier.
Yes.
On Hedwig. Okay, so I'm going to read you the dossier.
Great.
Forward strike coordinator, comma, scene commander. Code name, India. Gender, female. Human name, Hedwig.
Uh-huh.
Breed, snowy white. Age, 13 winters. Wingspan, 4.1 rats. Training, reconnaissance. Tactics, espionage. Endurance flight. Special abilities, far sensing. Adept at training humans. Breeding status, unbred, but life paired. C-file on Phantom. Clearance, most secret. Cleared for secret compartmentalized information. commendations, Order of the Silver Feather, comma, Eagle Feather. Symbiote, Harry Potter, a.k.a. The Boy Who Lived. Bonded to human of priority Alpha Prime. Relationship is symbiotic and stable. Human is highest risk, level extant. Operative placed at 4 Papa Delta, ground zero for Operation Birthday Surprise. And so, in summary, I'm going to need everyone to go read this fan fiction. Because I was actively dying.
It was really good.
That's just a dossier. That's not even the fan fiction itself. It's just the dossier at the top.
It's really good.
Anyway, this fan fiction fucking rules and it's wild as hell.
Thank you.
Anyway, a link to that is in the description of this episode, and it is also on our website.
Fanaticalfix.com.
Also on our website is the story submission form. Each and every one of the stories you heard about today were submitted by listeners, and you too can submit stories on the website.
Also on the website, you can find our merchandise. There's a digital download of Yes Glitter on the website. And then if you click through to our Tee Public, there are a wide variety of designs, such as the squid biologist is what's coming up in my brain right now. The beautiful, beautiful squid biologist / not a squid biologist design, which you can get on t-shirts, mugs, pillows,
tapestries.
Yeah.
You can find this podcast on Instagram at Fanatical Fix. If you would like to send in those predictions, let us know how close you got to today's fucking madness.
If you write a hold for the end for this.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd like that.
Yeah. If you can figure out, if you can even try to figure out what the fuck was supposed to happen next in this fan fiction.
Yeah, send that into our email at fanaticalfix@gmail.com. I'd love that.
There are a couple ways to help out this podcast. The first is to leave us a rating or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Another way you can help this podcast is if you suddenly find yourself a passenger in your own head, having been transformed into a dark, brainwashed version of yourself. You can desperately throw yourself against the chains inside of your own mind that are keeping you held down and demand that the evil version of yourself listen to this podcast. Because they're your friend.
They're your friend too.
Yeah. Don't give in to your dark desires, Death Dragon. Listen to Fanatical Fix instead. Trick your friends. 2024.
You can also find us over at patreon.com/fanaticalfix, where we are making bonus episodes, one of which we alluded to earlier in this episode.
Oh, that
today.
Got cut, right?
Nope, that's still there. Come on over and figure out what the hell that was about at patreon.com/fanaticalfix.
Thanks so much to our patrons. Their support lets us continue to do this. And thanks also to the Whomping Willows for letting us use their song Wolf Star as our theme song. You can find that and more of their music at thewhompingwillows.bandcamp.com.
Bye.